This is the Bible reflection for the Sunday, the 28th of June, for Rickmansworth Baptist Church. And this may very well be the last short reflection that I do on a Sunday, because hopefully the Sunday following this, on the 5th of July, we'll be gathered back together again on the High Street at Rickmansworth Baptist Church. There'll be a recording, but it will come from the church and it will be a sermon. So with that ahead, we might ask ourselves, what does it actually feel like to hear and understand that we will be heading back to Rickmansworth Baptist Church, to be together in community, to be able to physically stand alongside one another at a safe distance, of course? Well, it's going to mean some changes. Things are not going to be exactly as they were when we left off and we went into lockdown. Things have changed and will continue to change. As I've been spending my lockdown, I've been trying to turn to some of the books in the scriptures that perhaps I'm a little less familiar with. And one passage and one book from the Old Testament that really speaks into our situation is from the book of Ezra that I've been reading. Now, this book explains about when the exiles return to Jerusalem. And they waited a long time to get the chance to return to Jerusalem, to return to the site where their temple had stood, where they'd worshipped so many times before. It must have felt so long in coming. It's been a relatively short period of time that we've waited to be allowed to congregate back as a church on the High Street, but it still felt long enough. Now, the exiles, when they returned, things were not the same. How could they be the same? Their temple had been destroyed. Thank God that as we come back to our church buildings, they are still standing. We have all that. But for the exiles on their return to Jerusalem, on their return to the site of where the temple once stood, they realised that things would not be the same, that changes would need to be made. How they did things before wouldn't quite fit or work now. And this is the realisation that we need to come to as a church. That as we come back and we're thankful that we can come back and meet on Sunday the 5th of July, things are not going to be quite the same. And actually, things have changed a lot. And so it would be quite some time until things get back to looking anything like normal for us as a church. Yes, we're able to meet and worship on Sundays, perhaps in a slightly different way. But there'll be things that we used to do after the service and midweek as a church that we're not able to quite do at the moment. So what do we do? Well, let's turn to Ezra chapter 3, and I'm going to read to you what is written from verse 6. It says, "On the first day of the seventh month, they began to offer burnt offerings to the Lord, even though the foundation of the Lord's temple had not yet been laid. They gave money to the stonecutters and artisans, and gave food and drink and oil to the people of Sidon Tyre, so they would bring cedar wood from Lebanon to Joppa by the sea, according to the authorization given them by King Cyrus of Persia." They did these things to prepare for the future. But if we go back just slightly in chapter 3, we hear that the first thing they did was to build the altar of Israel's God in order to offer burnt offerings on it, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. So I think what we hear from the exiles is that they were planning for a future, but when they first got back, their priority was to worship the Lord their God. They erected an altar and they got into the rhythm of beginning their burnt offerings. They could only do that if they'd built an altar. And then they started to think also of the future. What materials they'll need, what kind of things, authorization, etc., would need to be in place for them to rebuild their temple. This is the situation we're going through as well. The deacons of the church and I sat down in Keith's back garden and we tried to work out what the risks would be of getting back, and we put together a risk assessment. We hope that we're going to be able to meet without anybody being endangered. We're going to make sure social distancing is enforced and all this. But we realised quite soon that the main objective of our church and the most important thing for us to do initially is to gather together and to worship the Lord our God, to lift his name on high. And so, even if what we're doing at first is not all that we'd like to be doing, like the exiles who return to Jerusalem, we will gather together and we will worship God and we will plan for a future. And the encouraging end to the story about the exiles returning to Jerusalem is that their temple, it took time, but it did get built. And all of the things that they imagined doing, all the things that they could remember had been done in the past at the temple, it was all done again, slightly differently because it was a different time. But these things were done again when the temple was rebuilt. It will take time for us to get back to normal, but we must be patient. We will get there, but we thank God that we are able to gather to worship him. And it's such a lesson for us. We can get sidetracked with lots of things, busyness within church. The priority is that we gather together. We abide by God's law. We hear the gospel and we worship our God. And that is what we'll be doing from the 5th of July, from 10:30 a.m. at Rickmansworth Baptist Church on the High Street. See you there.